It is time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. On the line with us this morning is Don Pereira. He's the Minnesota DNR Fisheries Chief. Don, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, and you're very welcome.
I wish we'd thought earlier about asking you if you could provide, you know, walleye or something as a membership thank you gift to help us out with our membership drive, but I didn't think of it in time, so I guess we're out of luck. However, you are looking for volunteers to join one of the citizen agency work groups that weighs in a little bit, it sounds like, with how the DNR manages fish, which is a topic of interest to so many Minnesotans. Can you tell us about the program?
Sure. So basically, we have five different species work groups. We have panfish. We have walleye, of course, the state fish. We have a group for northern pike and muskie. We have a catfish sturgeon group, and then we have a bass group. So there's two aspects to managing fish around the state. The first and most serious one is to make sure that we're conserving our game fish populations effectively for sustainable use for future generations. So that's where if we have a conservation concern, the agency has to come in and regulate a specific part of the fishery so that people aren't taking too many fish home. But the bigger part of what we do is also managing recreation. And so recreation obviously has a strong social aspect to it. That's why it's important for us to gather up some of our more engaged stakeholders into a group that can engage in meaningful discussions with DNR staff on what options might be for a specific fishery. So these would be regulations that would not be necessary for conservation, but they would be potentially desirable for some aspect of the fishing experience, so the recreational experience itself. And so a very clear example is, do you want to harvest fish? Or would you rather harvest fewer fish but catch larger fish? So trophy management versus harvest management. This is quite often a social question. So for us to really make the best informed answer that we can, we need to bring our public together and have meaningful conversations. Sometimes those conversations are a little bit tense, and that's okay because we can't provide everything for everyone. But by and large, you know, it's been working really well, and it's a really important part of what we do, that is engaging the fishing public.
Well, and of course, when you've got a concern, and we saw this, of course, this summer, we've seen it, in years past, when you've got a concern about a fish population and you need to restrict bag limits, for example, that can make people really tense when their economic health, their livelihood is tied to people coming up to their place to fish, for example. And so I can definitely see where it would be tense, but it's a great way for the DNR to at least get input from these folks. Are you looking, do you expect as you put out this call for the work groups that you're going to find maybe 90% resort owners, or who are the people that you think are going to want to volunteer to be involved in these groups?
Well, we don't have a lot of resort owners. A lot of them are just really avid anglers that are really passionate about a particular species. And we try to be diverse in the membership, both geographically and gender and age and various interests as well. So that's why we have a fairly detailed application process where we can kind of learn a little bit about the applicants and what their values are.
Well, and I can see especially where a person's age would be fascinating because somebody's maybe got a historical perspective, but at the same time, maybe they're kind of responding to perhaps outdated information. And, of course, a younger person's going to have an opinion about what's going on right now, but they don't necessarily have the context that an older person would. So, yay for old people, Don. I'm glad that there's a place for older people to be involved in this conversation.
Sure.
Thank you so
much. The values of the fishing public change over time as well. So back when I was, during my formative years of fishing, we released hardly anything. Almost everything went home. And now, like, when I take my son out fishing, quite often he's like, well, do we put this one back in the water or do we keep it? So society values change and evolve over time as well.
Well, this is going to be a fascinating project for folks to get involved in, and we'll get a link set up on our website, so it'll be really easy for folks to read the story and click and find out where they can get more information. Don, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Don Pereira is the DNR Fisheries Chief, and applications are open now to serve on DNR fish work groups. And again, we'll get that information set up on our webpage. There'll be a link you can click so that you can get more information if you're interested. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.